Occupy City Hall has ended, but who were the occupiers? WXXI's Noelle Evans got to know some of the protesters and learned what drew them to that movement.
On the first evening of Occupy City Hall, Michelle Dorr, a white mother, watched over her three-year-old son as he played with other children along the blocked-off street in front of City Hall.
I feel like I'm floundering in this world as a parent and trying to raise him appropriately. I don't know if I'm doing the right things. And I feel like when I come to places like this, I learn a little more each time.
Dorr said that she grew up in a racist home. She said her goal is to raise her son differently. So when he asks her about why Daniel Prude died, she says she tries to explain it in a way he can understand. She'll say things like police aren't equipped to deal with mental health, and that Daniel Prude,
he was hurting and he was sad. And the policemen didn't listen to him, or, you know, they didn't have the tools. Remember, we have big emotions and we gotta cope, and sometimes we all can't cope.
One of the children playing with her son is an 8-year-old black boy named John. John has also joined his family at protests. He says it can be confusing, but not scary. He says if he had the power to change things, he would want
that police officers would think about protecting all lives, and I would make a new police chief elected, and he or she would be good.
Though Occupy City Hall has ended, the Black Lives Matter movement continues to seek justice for Daniel Prude and others. For many, it will be a lifetime of work. Noelle Evans, WXXI News.